Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 24th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My name is Katrina McFarlane, I'm 27 and I'm from Glasgow.
And how are you today?
I'm fine.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I think it was on the BBC website when the project was initially announced and they were looking for participants. And I'd been kind of following Anthony Gormley's work. I've seen some of his stuff, the figures around London and things like that. And I just thought, why not? So I signed up and I didn't make it for the first round, but then I got a letter saying I was on for the second.
So what are you planning on doing today with your hour?
I plan on just being me, I guess. Since this is meant to be a portrait of Britain or a small selection, I'm not a particularly exhibitionist person. So I'm just going to sit up there and maybe read, maybe play my Game Boy, maybe take a few photos and just be me for an hour. It might not be incredibly exciting, but if it's meant to be an accurate portrayal of people, then not everyone's exciting.
And have you brought anybody with you in particular today?
No, I think my cousin's going to come by. I think we'll get breakfast afterwards. But I don't have... I've got some family down in London, but... not that many that would be up around this time because I'm on the 6 to 7 slot in the morning. So
So what are your hopes, fears, expectations for your hour?
I hope I get some nice views. The sun's going to be coming up. In fact, it is coming up right now. It'll be nice to see sort of the city wake up, I guess, because it was quite quiet when I was coming here. No particular fears. Maybe that it might rain. I don't think it will. expectations. I'm not sure if I have that many. Just be up in the plinth. I know it sounds really boring, but like I say, boring people need to be up on things as well.
So you say you're interested in Anthony Gormley's work. Have you been following this project since the beginning?
I knew when it started. I can't remember if I'd gotten the confirmation letter that I would be on it by then. I haven't really followed any of the live feeds or anything online, and obviously the only projects or people that you hear about are the slightly more sensationalist ones in the press right now, because it's been in the background of things ever since I've known I'd be on it, but I haven't been obsessively watching it or anything. I've been busy with my own life.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Your own life. What do you do? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, right now I work in administration. It is very boring. certainly not something that I want to do for the rest of my life, but it pays the bills. In my spare time, I've just started up an online shop selling things that I make, and it's literally just started, but I've made a couple of sales already. And when I get home from the office, I'm generally just knitting or sewing and and taking photos and putting it up online. So I don't know where it will lead to, but I've always made stuff, and it's something that I just can't not do. if I don't have any knitting or sewing to do, I'll usually find an excuse to have some. So that's what I've been doing in my spare time. Not very exciting, but...
Can you elaborate on your arts and crafts? What kind of stuff do you make and how long have you been doing it for?
I make I've been doing it since I've been old enough to sew, which is, five, whatever. It's one of these things, one of these skills that I've kind of had from a very early age, and it's just kind of hardwired to me. I knit anything really, anything in the straight line, because I'm not quite so good at shapes just yet, but I am teaching myself. So I've been making scarves, hot water bottle covers, gloves, and the sewing I've been doing, I've been making bags, what else have I been making? Hair clips and jewellery and accessories. I like fabrics. I often end up going to charity shops and just buying old 70s duvet covers, and I can't resist. I'll see some nice fabric and I don't particularly need it, but it's very nice and unique, and plus it's money to a charity as well. That's kind of it's better than going to a department store, and it's that way with clothes as well. I don't really do kind of mainstream shopping in that sense, even though I might be wearing sort of labelled stuff. It's all been from charity shops anyway, so I often find it's just as random to find good things in a normal shop as it is in a charity shop. Plus I have a sewing machine, so I can alter things if I need to, because I've been meaning to get into dressmaking as well. I've just recently taken a course, but I haven't had the space to practice it, but recently a couple of my flatmates have moved out and I have a studio now with a big table for my sewing machine, so I'm going to keep on practicing and hopefully I'll be selling clothes as well at some point.
How would you describe the style of the things that you create?
Funky, I guess. Funk's a big part of my life. I grew up listening to jazz, so from jazz into soul into funk. Very bright colours generally, but quite tasteful. It's usually a good... I should probably warn stuff that I've made, but I only had so much space in my bag when I was coming down here. And also, it's not really the weather for gloves, if clothes at all. I make quite delicate things with quite bright colours. Usually I'll just go off on one and make like tons of hair clips, all of the same style of beads and sequins. The fabrics that I get are quite 70s as well. So it's quite dense patterns with 70s colours of blue and orange and, and pink. So yes, I would say the main style would be funky. Funky and practical, actually. I don't see the point in having impractical things. My standard for a bag is you've always got to have a bag that's big enough for a book. Any smaller than that, what's the point?
So did you ever think about going into fashion or textiles?
I've considered it. I don't know if I would particularly have the stomach to do it full time. Design is something, it's so varied, I think. In a way, it's kind of overwhelming, the amount of choice that I would have. Plus, I quite like doing things on my own and working things out for myself. So I might go around things slightly roundabout way, but it's my way. But I did take a dressmaking course, and I would like to keep that up. I'm pushing myself in knitting as well, so I'll learn Intarsia and Fair Isle, where you can actually knit patterns. So that'll mean I can do a whole bunch more stuff, you know, patterns on the actual scarves or bags or whatever that I'm knitting, and just a bit more variety.
So how important is creating to you?
I would say it's pretty much an essential part of me. There's not really a time that I can't do it. Like I say, if I give it up for whatever reason, I just think, oh, I can't be bothered knitting. If I'm not knitting, I'll be sewing. If I'm not sewing, I'll be doing something online. I've been playing about with Photoshop recently and kind of doing weird mashups of video games. So I'll take graphics from one game and put it into another, so it just looks a bit strange. You know, just like bits from I've got a screenshot of Lara Croft and she's going for a bar, but there's characters from a SNES game crawling across it. Just stupid things like that. I just like playing around with fabrics and colours, and it's as essential to me as music, and music is very essential to me as well. So,
can I ask you a little bit about your interest in video games?
Because
you said you were bringing a Game Boy up with you.
Yeah. I'm going to bring my DS. I love games. I grew up playing games, I think, since I was about 9. So that's quite a few years. I actually at one point wanted to be a video game designer, but I'm not particularly a programmer. I would like to do graphics, which is why I've started playing around with Photoshop, and I've been doing some sprite art as well. So that's actually going into pretty much just Microsoft Paint, zooming in, putting up the grid and just doing everything pixel by pixel. But I suppose part of the discipline from sewing and knitting and manually sorting out beads has had an effect on me. So I have the patience to actually go in and manually draw things like that. And the first thing I drew was a Game Boy, the traditional 1980s one.
And which one are you taking up with you today?
I'm bringing a DS, because I don't know if my Game Boy still works. I think it's at my mum's as well, so the DS is a little bit more practical. But yeah.
So where do you come from? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Glasgow. I grew up in the West End of Glasgow, which is a beautiful part of the city, and I was very fortunate to grow up there. I don't have much of an accent. Even people in Glasgow think I'm from America or New Zealand or or Canada. They'll just sort of guess randomly, and it's like, no, actually I'm from Glasgow, I just don't have a very strong accent. My family are all quite soft-spoken, and my gran is originally from Ireland, so she's still got a bit of a tang to her accent. And the West End of Glasgow and Glasgow in itself, I mean, it's an incredibly beautiful city. And actually, I'm kind of glad to be a Scottish person involved in this project, because, you know, a lot of these projects are very London focused, which isn't London's fault. I mean, London's a huge city that's always going to get a lot of attention, but I think it's. I'm glad that I've come as a Glaswegian, because it's a great city. It's the third biggest city in Britain. Yeah, biggest city in Scotland, obviously, and the best.
And how important is it to you to be bringing part of Scotland down to the heart of England?
I wouldn't say I'm representing all Scots, obviously, I'm not like a complete Scottish nationalist type person. I think independence would probably be quite a good thing for Scotland, but I don't know how feasible that would be. Scotland is just as valid and interesting as the rest of the UK. I think there's a tendency sometimes with certainly media, which is very London centred. So even the north of England gets a bad sort of representation, in Scotland as well, you know, because people will say, oh, you're from Scotland, or I'm going up to Scotland. It's like, where in Scotland are you going? Scotland's huge. There's a north, a south, an east and a west, and, you know, lots of islands circling it, and people just say, oh, I'm going to Scotland. it's nice to come down as a Scot and be involved in this, because, you know, we're a part of the UK too.
And you said that you grew up in quite a nice part of Glasgow. How was that? How was your childhood?
It was good. I grew up with my mum. It was just me and my mum. And she was really lucky because obviously she was a single parent in the 80s. And she put her name down for the housing association there and got a flat on Byers Road, which is one of the main shopping streets in the West End and quite a popular thoroughfare. So we moved in there when I was 7, I think, and she's still there. And it's just amazing because the West End in itself, I mean, obviously it had the big sort of yuppie rejuvenation explosion and then all the stuff with the property ladder as well. And there's my mum in social housing, you know, actually managing to live there and have access to it. It's a particular annoyance of mine is that I was kind of priced out of the market for the West End because obviously you get a lot of people buying up properties and renting them out, and the only way you can really live there is by sharing. But tenements are quite good for that as well. The tenements are the sort of biggest part of Glasgow architecture, with nice high ceilings and big rooms, so they're good for sharing. I've got the feeling of being really boring, but it is 5 in the morning.
So how are you feeling about your hour?
What's that?
How are you feeling about your hour?
I don't know. I'm just kind of looking forward to getting up on there. I'm not particularly nervous because I don't have any sort of major expectations of it. I'm just going to enjoy the experience and say, you know, it's something that I can say that I've done, which is a good thing.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No.